All right. Good morning, everybody. This is the November 3rd meeting of the CROG Committee on Personnel, Finance and Personnel. The first item of business is approval of the minutes of February 23rd. They are in your packet. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I would so move, Madam Chair.
Moved by John Coleman, second.
John Elsesser, seconds.
John Elsesser, any comments, corrections? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the status of auditor RFP and recommendation for the policy board. Matt or Pauline, who goes first on this?
Pauline's going to take the lead on this one.
Yep, I'll take that. We did an RFP for auditor. It had been 2014-2015 was the last time we did it. We were supposed to go out right before COVID, during COVID. So the Personnel Finance Committee extended it a few more years. So we did do an RFP. We received two qualified respondents, CLA, the incumbent, and King and Associates were the other respondents. And staff is recommending to continue to stay with CLA because they have a stronger bench with regards to the number of CPAs they have on staff, and the experience level that they have is deeper than King & King's, and the pricing was very similar. So
what you need from us is a recommendation to the board to approve this contract.
Yes.
If I could just comment before we make a motion, we've had CLA now going back to their predecessor firm that they got bought out. Their quality has declined significantly with their 22-year-old junior auditors and headphones, so you can't talk to them. I'm serious. They're not the firm that they were. And I'm not, they do, they still have broader depth and bench, as you put it, because King is smaller. So I will agree to go with them. I just want to let you know, mm-hmm. you got to ask that they do a good job in terms of, like, it's strange when the client has to like push the auditor versus the other way around. And that's the way I feel. And it's like, well, how come you didn't look at this? I should be ratting myself out, right? But I'm just concerned because as public agencies, we have a responsibility. So I will make a motion that we recommend to the board that we go with CLA. But I just want this committee to know I'm not happy with them. And it's not because they're coming up with things. It's that they're not coming up with things. And their presentation was horrible to my counsel. It was embarrassing.
I'll actually say, because I was working with the auditors directly, and this year's set of auditors were better than what we had had in the past.
Okay.
They were highly organized. They asked all the right questions. They were more thorough. And they really tried to get an understanding of what CROG's business was, which I didn't find with the auditor. The ones were assigned to CROG in the past. So I had a different experience.
Okay, good.
Although last year's experience was not the best for us. That was what under the new regime. So I will note that. But we also have continuity up at the top with our particular account at the partner level and the whoever's right underneath the partner as well. So that,
you know, if I could get $35,000 for a week worth of work, I'd do it.
Well, with John's comments, I will second his motion.
All right, the motion's been made by John and seconded by John. Any further discussion of the recommendation? The recommendation is made, but with the caveat that some monitoring of the quality of work needs to be maintained over the time. Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. And I don't know whether we need to publicly say that to the whole board. I just wanted this committee to be aware of it. I don't want to disparage them because it could have been part of the transition. But and we had the same partner and the presentation was 5 minutes.
Okay. Understood. All right. The next issue is the executive director review process. And I understand this is a relatively new process. I've been talking with Matt and Pauline about this over the last couple of months. Matt has developed a series of goals and also a one-page evaluation form, which looks like it would actually work. My concern with an evaluation of an executive director is that the people who know the work do the evaluation, and also that anybody who has an opportunity to say something, say it. But if they don't have a way of evaluating a particular element, that they have a way of saying that as well. It's important that the people who are doing the evaluation are committed to do it, because being just pro forma doesn't serve anybody's needs. So Matt's presented a series of goals and then a very simple evaluation mechanism to hold him to those goals. What we're suggesting is that this committee develop or affirm the format that's been presented, recommended to the executive committee and any members of the policy board who wish to participate, but specifically asking the executive committee to complete the form. And then the form comes back to this committee, where we will consolidate the responses, make a full presentation to the executive director, and then to the executive committee, and then to the policy board as a whole. And you've seen the goals that Matt has set out, as well as the questions that he has proposed that we ask. Comments, questions, thoughts? Matt, Pauline, do you want to add anything?
This is Matt. Tony, thank you for the very good overview. I don't know if committee members have had an opportunity to review the goals in detail. If it makes sense, I'm happy to go through them quickly. I did develop these initially back in August, and several of these are in the works already, several of these initiatives.
I think one of the things that that I've learned in doing evaluations of town managers is that council members forget all the things that have been done. So one of the things that's really helpful is the director's or town manager's self-evaluation, which is always reminds us of all the things that have happened over the past year, and also helps us to sharpen our own responses to the questions. So part of the evaluation process is that the town manager complete the same form, doing the same self-evaluation and measuring his own how far toward his goals he's actually been able to get during the year. And then that self-evaluation accompanies the evaluation form that's for evaluators. Matt?
Just a couple of additional comments I would add, Tony. So for everyone else in the organization, this form is somewhat similar to what we have in place for other staff. Everyone has a work plan. Every full-time employee has a work plan that runs on a fiscal year basis. So that's, and that work plan includes a professional development section. So that's what I've attempted to do here. You know, the questions in the actual one-page performance review itself, you know, I think are a little bit more specific than what we have in place for other staff, but the construct of the work plan is similar. And I'm also suggesting that you conduct this on a fiscal year basis, as opposed to my anniversary date, which would be February 28th of 2023. I'm suggesting we move this to a fiscal year cycle. I'm open on that. I just thought it would be I thought it would be cleaner. And then secondly, what I've noted, you know, in my experience as a town manager in doing these, You know, in many ways, the executive director or the town manager's review is really a reflection on how the board sees the organization performing overall.
Yeah.
Yes, however, I think it's important to separate an evaluation of the members' participation from an evaluation of the executive director. And we've had occasions where members of the council criticized the executive director for what they thought was the wrong direction the town had taken, but that was a result of council directives, not town manager directives. So I think it's important to keep those things separate because the executive director is our employee. And for that reason, evaluating the direction that the organization has taken is a little different from evaluating the direction that the executive director has taken. And I think it needs to be distinguished. John?
Yeah, I read through everything. I think it's a very good first step and a first start. I think your earlier comments, Tony, are really the critical ones. The commitment of this committee, and more important and equally importantly, the executive members of the executive committee to participate effectively in the process is really the key to this doing. And as you suggest, separating what the policy board decisions may be as opposed to the decisions and operations of the executive director independent of that. So I think that separation is also critical. But I think what was presented to us makes a lot of sense, is a good start. But I think the key will be our follow-through. I think, Matt, you're suggesting to move it to a fiscal year. I'm very comfortable with that. I think that makes sense going forward and relates it to an annual review of you related to an annual review of the organization itself.
The fiscal year alternative would also get us a chance to see how the financial side goes. So I think it is appropriate to see how the finances of the organization are being managed too. So it makes sense.
And also there's got to be a pay component ultimately to the outcome of this evaluation. So it makes sense to do it on a fiscal basis. I don't know how, is pay set at date of hire? Or is it set on an annual basis, fiscal basis?
So we do a COLA on a fiscal year basis. I would have to look at Matt's contract to see if there's an adjustment on an annual basis, but there isn't.
I think there's a review in there, if I remember that contract, that we may have to take a look at that one proviso, but I think there may have been a call for a review on an annual basis on his anniversary date, which we may now want to, just for this one time, move to a fiscal year basis going forward. So there's going to be a 4-month gap. But that's really something that Matt needs to reflect on and see whether he's comfortable with that.
Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you, Tony. So John's description is accurate, and I would certainly be comfortable with any compensation adjustments to the extent there are any occurring on a fiscal year basis and, absorbing the 4-month gap.
Things could also
be retroactive.
We've got two people speaking at once. Matt, finish your sentence and then...
No, I was cognizant of that in recommending we move to the fiscal year basis.
I'll just say locally, my evaluation is usually 6 or 7 months late, and often they are retroactive. So there could also be consideration of a one-time retroactive to get on a new cycle. Just leave that up to this committee for future deliberations.
All right. So let's talk about calendar now. I mean, we are in the middle of the 22-23 fiscal year. Are you suggesting that we do the evaluation so that it's ready by July 1st or of 23, or that it be retroactive to 22? Matt?
Thank you. I am recommending that you conduct the evaluation, start towards the end of the rating period. And I was cognizant of, I was also cognizant of the fact that in the late winter and spring, most of you are very busy with your local budget processes. Thought that was another reason for moving to the fiscal year cycle. So you would conduct the review. You know, you could either start late spring or wait to the end of the fiscal year. And I understand John's point, you know, very well taken. That's true with my previous experience as well. It can take some number of months to complete this. And any compensation adjustments, you know, could potentially be retroactive.
Pauline, you had your hand up.
I was just thinking, logistically speaking, the executive committee has standing regular meetings scheduled in May and also in August. So I would just, that might be a good time to sort of schedule around in terms of trying to complete the review. Either May might be a little aggressive or in August, so that it can be, the cycle can be completed.
When in May is it?
Second week of May, second Wednesday in May.
So if we gave them the evaluation at that May meeting and asked them to have it done by early June, we could have the evaluation by July. Mm-hmm. John?
Yeah, particularly in this coming year, I would suggest we want to get it done earlier than later, because there is going to be the municipal elections cycle starting, really starting this spring. But, you know, that there's the potential for turnover in the policy board and executive committee membership a year from now. And I wouldn't want to have the recommendations drag on, so that, you know, then we have a change in membership that begins to complicate things for that. That's going to happen every other year, but that's the reality of our life.
That's a good point, because we don't really want people being asked to do the evaluation who have had no experience with that.
Right.
And sometimes still actually have spring elections, just to be aware.
True.
We'll have to deal with it.
How many towns do that?
I think Bolton does, don't they?
I think so, too.
I think, and Simsbury may. I'm not sure.
Well, that's an interesting question.
I think we go ahead with the time scale. What John was talking about is just to make sure that we keep it going towards the end of the fiscal year.
Right.
You know, we don't want to wait till the end audit, which would be probably, you know, September, October,
right,
earliest. So I think we'll have preliminary year-end numbers, internal numbers that we can trust our finance department on, right?
Yeah. All right, so that's the plan then. On does anybody want to make any changes in the format proposed?
I'm comfortable.
I think it's simpler than some that I've seen, which get so bogged down that people just don't do them.
Exactly. Sherry?
I agree. I am sorry, I was on the phone, tuned in a little late. I would say, when would Matt's self-evaluation be done? Because again, I think, like, you know, to your point, Tony, it's very helpful recapping the year, even though we think we might reflect and remember, it's important for us to have a full complete picture.
It would have to go to the executive committee with the evaluation form. So it would have to be done by mid-May.
Right. So I just want to make sure that that's understood.
Great. Thank you.
All right. So let's make sure this is in the minutes, okay, that the evaluation materials as proposed have been accepted by this committee, and the recommendation to the executive committee and the policy board is that Matt complete a self-evaluation to be presented to the executive committee with the evaluation form at its May meeting, that the finance and the Personnel and Finance Committee will expect to receive completed forms by early to mid-June, and will present a final consolidated report to the Executive Board in July. Matt?
Thanks, Tony, and thank you all for the good discussion and your direction here, your guidance and direction. The only additional thing I would suggest, Tony, is I think it would be helpful to share the goals with the executive committee at its next meeting next month, and then with the full board, just so that everybody's aware of them now.
Bless you.
I think that should be done almost independently of the valuation, so that everybody has a scaffolding to measure against as things go along.
Thank you.
Of course, Matt's goals are always more complex and bigger and more detailed than any human being can possibly live up to. So let's cross our fingers that you get there, Matt. Okay, any other questions on this issue? Do we need a vote on it, on the process as proposed?
Why not?
All right, go ahead.
I move we accept the recommendations and move forward with the process as outlined in their discussion.
I will second that.
Good. Moved and seconded by John and John. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition?
I'm going to have to tell you that I've got to leave like 4 minutes to go yell at a contractor that's underperforming.
All right.
I don't know if I'm needed for a vote on anything else, but it took me hard to get this going, and I have to get properly enraged before I go get there.
John, have a great morning, John.
We're only 2 months behind on a construction project.
Oh, man, that's nothing.
It's not like I'm building a school. It's just an addition to the library.
Well,
I'm worried about winter. So, anyways, okay. Time to put the bat hat on.
Okay. Well, the recommendation has been made and approved. The next item on our agenda is the staffing and organizational updates. Matt?
Thank you, Tony. Just a couple of additional things for the committee today. First, want to let you know, very excited about the fact that we have hired Laura Rosenbluth as our executive assistant. Laura is replacing Laura Quintiliani, as you may know, who moved on to take a job in the private sector. And Laura will be starting with us on November 21st. And she's coming to us from the Berlin Public Schools. And she's worked for two public school districts. And she's very excited to start here, and we're looking forward to her arrival. The second item I wanted to update you on, and happy to take any questions you might have, as well as any suggestions you might have. Recall, we have not yet replaced Tim Malone or filled that vacancy. And Tim Malone was our community development deputy. We wanted to fill a couple of other vacancies first, the bipartisan infrastructure law positions, which we have done. I wanted to take a little bit of time really to ascertain the needs of the organization. So we are going to move forward to conduct a recruitment, but I want to do it at the director's level. At the director's level. So instead of hiring another deputy that would report to Rob Eloise as director of planning, instead, I would like to establish a Department of Regional Planning and Development. Regional Planning and Development with a focus on land use, environmental planning, equity and sustainability, as well as economic development and vitality. For most of our history, we have had two departments, a Department of Transportation Planning, and then most recently, we had a Department of Policy Planning and Development. that with the director, it was headed by Mary Ellen Kowaleski, who many of you may remember. Mary Ellen, you know, she did a fabulous job at CROG for decades. And then Lyle, some years ago, you know, when Mary Ellen retired, and I think when Jennifer Carrier left, Lyle made the conscious decision to consolidate the two departments into one department of planning. And I think his reasoning had to deal with some interpersonal issues. I think there may have been some conflicts or turf wars regarding funding sources, and then just a desire to have a really robust Department of Transportation planning. However, I think there's more we can do to support our land use community with respect to producing model regulations and plans. I think there's much more we can do in the environmental planning area. You know, looking at all the challenges we're facing right now with stormwater management, brownfields, et cetera. I think there's more we can do to promote equity and sustainability across the region from a planning perspective. And I would like to see us develop a true regional economic development and vitality program. I think on the transportation side, our MPO is functioning extremely well under Rob's leadership and under Kara Radzin's leadership. You know, this is not a reflection on them. And I've had a chance to work this through thoroughly with Rob and with Pauline. And I think everyone is in agreement that this would be a prudent move. So, you know, that is our plan. Want to hire at the director's level so that we could bring on someone with the requisite experience and talent, and certainly we'll be encouraging some internal applicants to apply as well. And then as it stands right now, roughly four people within the organization would report to this new director. So let me pause there. Pauline, I don't know if there's anything key I might have missed that you'd like to emphasize, perhaps as it relates to the history of the organizational restructuring.
No, I think that's generally correct, although the transition was made after Emily Hultquist decided to leave, just in terms of historical perspective, because she had taken over from Mary Ellen, and then she left in 2020, and that's when we transitioned to one department. But other than that, I think this will be... regional planning needs some care and feeding, and I think this will be a good opportunity for that.
Yeah, we've been going around, you know, the region, as you know, visiting our member towns, and we're also conducting visits with the planning and development staff. And I think those conversations have certainly informed, you know, my opinion here in terms of how we want to move forward.
Do you need a recommendation from this board, from this committee?
No. I just wanted to alert you of this move. And from a budgetary perspective, this is not going to impact our due structure at all. You know, the funding we have, you know, we would obviously compensate a director at a somewhat higher level than we would a deputy, but should not pose any budgetary issues for us.
Questions from the committee?
I don't have any questions. I think it's an excellent approach, and I think it will benefit the member towns significantly.
Is there a committee on regional planning?
We have a regional planning commission, Tony, which is comprised of representatives from our local land use boards. However, I think it would be helpful for this new director to create at least an advisory group, you know, perhaps of municipal staff working in that space, both in planning and development.
Regionalization is both the word of the day and very, very controversial. So what role do you actually see this person playing in terms of developing regional plans?
Well, that they would lead our regional planning agency function. No, they would certainly take the lead on that, oversee the staff performing all of the related departments. You know, they would take on the responsibilities that our community development deputy and the directors before him had held. And I'd like to see this person work with our staff team to expand our role with respect to producing model plans and regulations. I know that was always extremely valuable to me. Where's the good starting base? Where's the good starting point? Doing demonstration projects, whether that's, you know, somewhat similar to our transit-oriented development project. In the environmental planning area, you know, focusing on stormwater management, green infrastructure, our waste management initiatives, any number of things there. And the equity and sustainability arena, you know, looking at the Justice 40 initiative as it pertains to the bipartisan infrastructure law and other federal funding programs, what are best practices in that area? And then with respect to economic development, how do we develop a regional economic development program? You know, coordinating, working with our local towns. Not all of our towns have dedicated economic development staff. We also have projects that cross jurisdictions. For example, you know, we're and Mayor Cantor's well aware of this. We're taking a look at the Flatbush Rail Station, you know, which straddles the border between Hartford and West Hartford. And how do we move that project forward? It's currently not in the funded category under the DOT's capital plan. They've suggested that we look at public-private partnership options to move that project forward. So we're doing that through our TOD study. But, you know, I think if we had someone with economic development expertise as well, you know, we could accelerate that even more.
Okay. This sounds like a good idea to me. Is everybody else on board?
Yeah, I would just add, Tony, I mean, I'm very much on board. Two things. One, I think your concern about it being controversial, I don't think that's going to happen. I think all of the work that this section would do is either suggested under state legislation or is desirable from town's perspective in terms of what's best practices going forward in terms of dealing with always new land use issues that are always arising, be it regulatory or use itself, and how that is best controlled is probably too strong, but it's certainly observed and watched from the municipal perspective, which is where, as you know, when all is said and done, it's at the local level where all of it's going to occur and where the most direct impact is. And secondly, I think an equally important, because of funding sources and whatnot, when it was combined with transportation became the big foot and basically overshadowed land use and its requirements and necessities for being looked at and worked upon. Transportation was overwhelming it in terms of attention and funding. I think to break it out and put it back in its own sphere makes a lot of sense. And as I said before, I think both the region, but particularly the municipalities will benefit from this going forward.
All right. Any other comments on this? John Elsesser in the chat said, as long as the funding is okay, he supports it. So,
yep, that should not be an issue.
Any further questions on this? Okay, I think you've got this committee's support. Any other staff and organization issues, Matt?
Nope, we can just move on to our last item.
Okay, class and compensation study update.
Okay, Pauline's going to take the lead on this one.
So as you know, some time ago, we hired HR Go Consulting to do our class and compensation study. They did a survey of a number of towns and other cogs, and we are near the end, is what I would say. We're because of this, the structural change, we're going to ask them to include the regional planning and development director's position in the class and comp study so that we can categorize them properly. But then we should be able to present you with the draft in the next coming, I would say December, January timeframe. December, I think, is our goal, but we'll take things from there.
Are there any interim results? Do you have any idea what the final report's going to say to us?
There are no major changes, I would say, in the current classifications that we see. There are two people who will be about $500 under what the survey showed. So those are the only impacts immediate impacts, I should say. And we're pretty pleased with the results because we feel like we're within range. And the big result is that a lot of the ranges are expanding in terms of the salary ranges are expanding.
Matt?
Yeah, just to add to Pauline's very good overview, I do think it's important that we periodically conduct these studies just to make sure that we're being fair and equitable and, you know, consistent within the market. The consultant is recommending that we continue to utilize a broadband approach as opposed to a grade and step system. We would have grades with a range, a minimum and a maximum that we would periodically adjust, but that a merit adjustments would be, the supervisor management would make based on performance and based on funding. And, you know, wouldn't be a step system. And as Pauline said, some of the grades, the maximum, we were a little low on the max for some of our positions.
And I would say that the consultant had two recommendations for title changes, but for a couple of the staff people, but nothing major.
Okay, so that sounds like good news for staff, not so good news for dues payers.
Now, fortunately, with our funding stream, that should not be an issue. Pauline, you want to explain how the federal highway funding works?
Well, so federal highway is about 40% of our budget, and it's 80-10-10 distribution. So 80% federal highway, 10% state, and then 10% local dues. And our local dues more than cover our 10% share, current 10% share, and will more than cover any future increases as well, at least in the next, 5 years or so. So I can, we're pretty confident that is in strong hands. And I would say the other major funding source is regional services grant. And as the old timers know, I was previously concerned that would be taken away from us at any given time, which had happened before. But given the stability of that in the last few years, we're confident that that will continue. And that's also makes us very stable for the coming years.
Okay, any further questions on the class and compensation study? None? Thank you very much. There's nothing else on our agenda, so unless somebody wants to bring up something.
I move we adjourn, Madam Chair.
Is there a second?
So move.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Be well, everyone.
Take care.